very central issue, not very popular. Not very popular. Every Levitas Ish Yavne Oimer. Ma'oid, ma'oid. Heavy Shval Ruach. A double ma'oid, which is a bit of a problem because ma'oid. Ma'oid, the Goyin tells us in Torah Shavuksav language, means to the extreme. So ma'oid, ma'oid means to the extreme of extremes. Extremely extreme. It's pretty extreme. Ma'oid, ma'oid, heavy shval ruach. Another, roughly translated, very roughly. Why? Why should you be ma'od ma'od shval ruach? So here the Mishnah hits us as one of these things that we don't like to hear. Shetikvas enoish rimo. Man's hope is worms. Time for the worms.
What?
You're here for the worms. Shetikvas enoish rimo. Ma'oid, ma'oid, evi shval buach, shetikva is ener shirima. So for openers, let's get some questions. One of the questions is the concept of tikva is almost always used for positive. A person who is heading for disaster doesn't have a tikva for disaster. He has a process going, excuse me, that's heading for disaster, but that's not his tikva. Tikva is only for positive. So the word tikva needs an explanation over here. What does it mean, tikva and reisvisha? To get, tell me, shesoif ha'olam l'rima. All right, that I hear. Lanat ha'olich. Right, both lanat ha'olich. Rima. Okay, that I hear. That's soif ha'olam l'rima. But tikvas, we got an English there somewhere. What do we got for tikvas?
Hope.
Hope. Right? And that's your hope. That's your end. That's the end. That's problem number one. Problem number two. Enosh is a particular language. There are many words used for humanity. Odom, Ish, Enosh. Those are the three basics. There are others. The three basics are Enosh, Odom, and Ish. And this Mishnah chose Enosh. Enosh is one of the rarer words used. It's usually Odom or Ish. Here, of all the things that were picked out, was Enosh and Ish explanation. What is Enosh and why it was used here? And Rimo. The Maral asks it very, very sharply. He says, what do you mean, Tikvos Enosh Rimo? Tikvos Enosh to be Tachas kantve yeshchina v'nena v'ziv yeshchina. What does it mean? What's this tikva is enosh rima? Tachas the tikva ha'olam is oilam abo. Tikvas ha'olam is gan eden. We into the goof over here. What's that all about? Tikva is enosh rima. Tikva is enosh. Oilam abo. And then the first part, the Moid Moid Hevi Shval Ruach, there's an overemphasis, an intended overemphasis in the direction. Go more and more, moid moid, extremely extreme, shval ruach. This is against the general rules. The general rules, we've learned it many times, the Rambam points it out here in the Mishnah, he says that is the point of the Mishnah. The Rambam's golden rule, that the extremes are always negative, and the Derech HaYosher is the middle path. And all midos, you have to find the middle path, not too much and not too little. Extremes are always negative. Central balance between not too much and not too little, that's good. That's the general rule. The Rambam told it to us, it's based on the Pasuk of Sisa Yosheva Atayif. Central. That means go to an extreme. Extremes aren't good. So the Rambam tells us, and this is what we have to creep into the worms over here to understand why. Here's the exception. The Rambam points out in all the places in Shmona Prochem, here on this Mishnah, and in Hilchos Deos, where he deals with the concept of central, he says, but there's one exception. It's based on this Mishnah. The one exception is the question of Gaiva. And Gaiva, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Hevishvaluach. The extreme here is good. Here, the extreme is good. Why is Gaiva the extreme good? So, the way the Rishonim, almost all the Rishonim go with this to some degree, many of them bring the Rambam and expound on it, but they learn that to be the basic question that Levitus was approaching. He's telling us, I'm telling you a chiddush, always don't go to extreme. Here, do go to extreme. Why? Because extreme measures are necessary when you're dealing with extreme problems. In a regular situation, you don't go to extremes, but in special, dangerous situations, and for sure you go to extremes. You don't use major interventional surgery, right, for an ingrown toenail. Right? You're not going to put a person under anesthesia total because he needs to have minor wart removed. Right? It's too major. It's a side of proportion. But if you have a person that needs heart surgery, well, then things that under other circumstances would not be considered major, would be considered totally out of proportion, totally off the Derech HaYosher, totally out of proper balance, because of the extremeness of the circumstance, because of the extreme dangerous situation that we're in, well, then it's called for. Extremely difficult situation calls for extremely special measures. So, in that case, this is, again, balanced. The balance comes because we're in an imbalanced situation. So, imbalance and imbalance is balance. To take a balanced approach to an imbalanced situation is imbalanced. Volbe always gives this example. The person who has a problem with, let's say, the Yetzer Hara, that has taken him totally over the red lines. That's not a place to go lat lat and proper Musar approach, or step by step. Right? You got to stop that. That's no good. Finished. Cut it. That person, a kid who's been running across the street without looking. Well, tell them first you just look to the right, and then you learn to look to the right and to the left. No, that's not. You can't do that. There's no steps there. When the things of life and death, with the things that are totally against the minimal requirements, there's things that have to be cut. Even if there's a price to be paid in the process, and there always is. Extreme is not a good thing. But there are times where atka. That's it. You can't. You have to reestablish Seder in the world. What happened to the sugi of Gaiva that caused the necessity of the extreme measures? So there are two approaches to this mission. The Rishonim divide their approach to the mission in two separate subjects. The first subject, the way that we started with, is that the mission is talking about running away from the Avi Avos HaTumah Gaiva, the big lion, the terrible ogre, this horrible disease called Gaiva. And this applies to the Mahalaf the way we just approached it now. It's an extremely special, dangerous situation, and it requires extreme measures. That's one approach. The other approach is that we're talking about the Maila HaGavoya Roma of Anova. And this is not coming from the extremely negative situation, but because the reverse, the person has the opportunity to rise up to extremely high levels, to extremely special situations, that extreme allows and calls for these extreme forms of behavior. The second chat, maybe we'll get to tonight, I don't know if we will or not, but we have to hear first, it's two floors. First of all, in pshat, it's two floors. The simple pshat of the Mishnah, because of the ending of the Mishnah, seems to be talking about the negative. Ma'oid mo'ilev ishvaguach, shetikvus enrish rima, is talking about the negative. Understand what your problem is, and therefore apply the proper extreme measure. Understanding even the pshat, how it fits into the words, the higher level is more difficult. So we'll take it first on the area that we like less to speak about because it's more to get to us. Most of us don't have a problem of increasing to these quality levels of anova because such big bali gaivas don't have any shaykhis to get anova anyway. It won't help. But the gaiva, that's a problem. But let's understand. Why is it so? What are you getting so excited about? What are you getting so excited? There are other, Yetzirah comes in many forms. Ra comes in all kinds of flavors. Kina, taiva, ve'akovin, mitzina, salim, and oilam. You don't find heavy ma'oid, ma'oid, markik, asatzim, and a taiva. There's no such Mishnah. It says not like that. There has to be balance in these things. Like the Rambam himself in the same place explains. The only exception is Gaiva. What happened? Why did Gaiva go? What happened? Where did Gaiva go to such a problem? And what's it got to do with the Rima? Was it Tikva, Enoish, and Rima? Okay, that's the questions we have. We'll see if we can get a look through the keyhole and see what the Mishnah has to teach us. Yes? Good. Levitas. Levitas was a big on-off. He himself definitely was from the second chapter. And he's almost not to be found. Didn't say very much.
Why
are they
not?
Well, not right, but Meshavin has had a lot to say, and he was on the call. But the Cholachim, you're right, this is not very. I was going to look it up, I forgot. I wanted to see if there is anything else that he says. I don't know offhand if there's anything else that he says, but maybe there is. I'll put Lina to check it out. But I know nothing about it. You want to know what's the importance of Yishyavna? You're right on that too. I don't know. There's very little that I know. When you have this mission standing in front of you, so I don't know anything. Don't ask you any questions. don't know. Ma'oid, ma'oid, heavy shval ruach. Shetikva is enoi shverimo. Go ahead. All right, if you brought it up, all right, we'll start from there. What's this enosh all about? What's the enosh all about? So here's a very interesting thing. There are three different words that are commonly used in Tanakh and in Chazal for the description of humanity. Odom, enosh, ish. Those are the three words that are used. There are exceptions. We've spoken about the two sides of Adam many times. But in... what do you call it? In... anyway, when you have the three words together, when you're really dealing with the combination of the three, or things that relate to these, this one as opposed to the other one, then the way it works is as follows. Adam, the basic understanding, the pshat understanding of Adam, Rashi brings in Chumash, and that's what it means, like it says in the Pasuk. Adam min ha'adama. Adam Rishon was the one who called himself that for that reason. There is an inner hidden pshat of Adam Edmel Elyon. But the surface pshat, it's not just different that's the tzura. The basic pshat, in the surface pshat, what it means on the first 7,000 levels is Olam in Adam. Maybe the other couple thousand levels on the inside, we Adam means Ed Meleolion. But first, Adam means Min Adam, that refers to the goof. That refers to the person in his most physical form. And this brings out the strength of the question. Because we would think that the word that you use for Rima is Adam, the lowest level of person, man. So, 1 minute, we'll explain that. Let's first get the three. Ish, Rashi brings in Chumash in many places. Ish is the Chashivas of Adam. Right? Ish. Ish is a title of quality. Whenever you find the word ish, you're talking about some type of hashiva, some type of importance. Ha'ish Moshe on the void. Ish is something that brings out the higher side of man. Enosh. Enosh is
it also
what? Usually ish means tov. Right? Sometimes it's used to mean powerful or right. And that could be he's big, tzara. But anyway, we're talking about the ruach. We're talking about not the physical, we're talking about the higher qualities of man. They can be negative possibly. Usually it means positive. But we're talking about the koyach ha'olam, we're talking about the quality of man, man in his higher level, not the physicality, low level of man.
Chazonish,
okay. Yeah, all right. Enosh refers to the man as the quality of ish implanted in the simplicity of Adama. That's what Enosh is. Enosh is the closest thing that translates to humanity. Enosh is what we... That word Enosh, when you use the word Enosh, Enoshi, means proper translation in the concept. That's the closest thing of meaning the human concept. And the human concept means that point which combines the highness of quality and the knownness of form. That the high qualities, the neshama, the ruchnius of a person, doesn't stand on its own. The man's neshama, the man's guf, are not neighbors. They're one. They were made one. How do you take a neshama and make it one with a piece of dirt? That's what the banishim can do. That's maflila asis. That's a pella. That's the biggest pella of the world. You want to see a mifus? You want to see miracle of miracles? Look in the mirror. What is that? What's a human being? What, an neshama? A piece of dirt? How? So very often people think that it's and there is such an ideal, so, but it's not enosh. One way of looking at it is that the neshama is the neshama. The neshama is in jail. The goof. The neshama is in the neshama. The neshama is a malach plus. Right? And the goof is a jail. He's stuck in the neshama in jail. So the neshama is an achs. Right? Took all the neshamas, put them in jail. Terrible things, isn't it? Well, what do they deserve that for? So it's kedai. There's all kinds of how the way they try to figure out how that can be. But that's not the chat. The neshama, true. The neshama, there is an aspect of the neshama mitzad, the situation that it was without goof. It is in jail in the goof. But that's not the form of human existence. The form of human existence is that they were put together in one. That now the neshama mitzad itself, for example, Rishonim explain, doesn't need a particular aspect of it to see. It's all seeing from all sides without a particular organ. Yeah. The guf, mitzad atzmoi, has an organ but doesn't see. Try to get a guf without a neshama to see it. So it doesn't work. It doesn't do much of anything. In fact, it just does tikvas and lislima. That's all it knows how to do. But it has the pekoach, it has the preparation to see. When the neshama is in the guf, then the guf sees, the neshama sees, the person sees with his eyes. Now he can't see with his ears. The neshama is in the ears too. And if then the part of the neshama wouldn't be in the ear, it would be outside of the odom, then it would be able to see from the part that's now in the ear as much as it can see from the part that's now in the eyes. But being a person, now the koach of seeing that the neshama brings the person only through the eyes. Go through the rules of the goof. That's true for Olam Hazeh. Right? As long as we're in Olam Hazeh, so then the neshama went down to goof land, and therefore, when Rome do like the Romans, here the neshama has to play by the rules of the goof. Lost it, Lavoi. The goof will be raised up to the level of neshamas, meaning that they will be in the world of neshamas, still be a goof and a neshama. But when in Shemaim, do like Molochim, like Moshe ben Adin when he walked up on Har Sinai, and therefore he didn't fast 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat, because in Shemaim you don't eat. But Molochim don't fast either. The only difference is Malachim didn't not eat. And he did not eat. Because he was their beguf. And a guf needs to eat. And he did not eat. But he wasn't fasting. Mashiach and Malach didn't not eat either. He just existed however he exists. That's a special situation of you have a combination. In this world, the Shema goes by the rules of the guf. And in that special situation, so what will be lots of love, the guf will go by situation of the neshama. Wonderful. Now, ish quality, neshama, the koyecha odom. Odom, adoma. Kumius, gashmius, the piece of dirt. Odom and adoma. That's why it rats, man. Boma odom, yachzola odoma. That's where you came from, that's where you go back to. So where would be exactly the word that should be used for rima? Odom. Bedafke. No. Not going to do it that way. Yeah, you thought that way? No, forget. Enosh. Why? So the morale says here such a deep thing, such an unbelievable idea. We have to understand, very important to the concept of of the Mishnah of Anova, that Adoma doesn't rot. Adarabba. The most permanent thing that there is the Adoma. The quality of the particular high quality that the lowest of the four basic koichos of the world, right? Those most basic qualities of the physical world and the spiritual form, the spiritual world. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Adoma, Ofo, right? The highest one, Eish generally, sometimes Mayim, and the lowest one always Ofo. But there's one thing that Ofo has on them all. All is Lo'ilam Oymedes. Adoma has a special quality. Rima, we would think it just goes by high and low. Right? The higher you are, the more removed you are from Rima. And the Rima comes because you're lowly. So, no, that's not the way it works. There are two things that don't rot. Adoma doesn't rot, and the Shamas don't rot. Not Ish can rot, and not Adam can rot. There's only one thing that can rot. Enosh. That can rot. The problem is ki tikvas enosh rima. Enosh, this neshama guf existence, the koyach ruchni of a neshama implanted in a guf, that's something that can rot. That can go wrong. That can spoil. The pshat of the Mishnah is telling you that if you can rot once you're dead, you better be careful because you can rot when you're alive too. What are you? How do you look at yourself? You're a piece of dirt? You're Adoma? You're not going to rot. You may be a piece of dirt, but you're not going to rot. You're a Neshama? You're pure Ruchnis? You don't have any Gashmi? You're not going to rot either. Yeah. You may wake up from your misconceptions one day. Yeah, you're going to rat. Ah, you're an Enosh, you're a human being. You better watch out, you can rat. You can go foul. Right. We generally believe, and this is true, that live people don't rat. Only dead people rat. So what is the Mishnah telling me that I should do at life while I'm alive? Heavy ma'od ma'ish faruach. Then I'll be dead. Then I'll only be a goof. What rats? Only the goof rats. So what's that got to do with when I'm alive? What? The lowest form doesn't rot. Right. When a person is pure offer, then he can't rot. Right. You ever see a rock rot? Oh, see, once the Adoma was raised up from being Adoma to be a person, to be Enosh, that could rot. But Adam can't rot. Adam is not a human form. Adam is only referring to the Tzad Adoma of the Adam. Enosh is the full, just like a Neshama is not a human form. No, it's Adam Enosh Ish, right. That's what you said, yeah. Adam Enosh Ish. The highest and the lowest don't rat. The ones that rat is the middle. Right. So now, one second, I just want to get the pshat in the Mishnah first. Right. The first reading of the Mishnah goes like this. Right. Don't be such a hotshot, because look where you're going to end up. You think you're important? Wait a few years. We'll see where you are. You're going to be worm food. You know what you are? You're a walking package of worm food. Big guy. Right? You had it? Enough? You finished? That shot is good. That's a good shot. If we remember that, we'd be in good shape. It's very important to know.
But even with that shot, he's not worm food now.
What?
Even with that
Dailat Sahar Bashaita, right? I will become worm food. Right now I'm not, so leave me alone, right? You're right.
It doesn't matter. If I go this way or that way, I'll still be worm food.
But and besides that, who are we being misgoya on? So what are we talking about? Talk about, let's say, a melech, or big melech, little melech, whatever you call it, you know. The pakid in the bank who's a melech, doesn't make a difference, man. Anybody who's Mr. Choshev. And he's looking at Mr. Shofel. And tell him, what are you being such a big guy? You're worm food. He says, yeah, but I'm Choshev worm food. And this worm food, he's Mr. Zero worm food. Yeah, we're all going to end up worm food at the end, right? But I'm right now, do you know who I am? I'm, and I have, and I do, and I. So you want to tell me that it's not going to last forever? Yeah. Let me enjoy while it lasts. Well, so what if I'm going to turn into work from one day? I'll turn into work from one day. So that's a disaster. You're right. So what? Therefore, I'm not kosher. What is it telling
me? The quality of somebody's dying is only dependent on the quality of his living. The person is really living and dying at the same time. If when he goes, there was no quality in what happened to his neshama because of that part of that was connected with his goof. That's what it means. You're going to be worm food. You ain't going to be worm food. There's two ways to end up as worm food. One is you end up as worm food and your neshama got something out of it, and the other is you end up worm food and your neshama got nothing out of it. Which you have to
understand. You're Mr. Choshev, right?
Yeah.
You're tremendous. You have all the qualities. You're rich. You're smart. You're unbelievable. In Torah, you're tzaddik. You're something unbelievable, right? And I'm a zero. Every course you get up in the morning, I don't know anything, don't have anything. And they say, you tell you, heavy mod mod fa'uach. You know why? Because you're going to end up word for. So. But right now, the situation is that you're Mr. Choshev, I'm Mr. Zero, so why shouldn't you be Ms. Gohan?
If I don't take to heart that advice that you just told me, which you have to understand what it's telling me, that I shouldn't understand as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not me, or whatever it turns out to be. If I don't take that to heart right now, so I'm already mammalian potential, my life I've destroyed. I'm worm food now while I'm alive.
Okay. There's a lot of that type of approach that's more of a poetic expression, and it's not the type of approaches that we try to use. We want to try to understand the Mishnah as telling us a concept. Right? The Mishnah is telling you, it's not using expression of these words just to tell you, don't be such a big shot, look where you're going to end up. Right? And if you're going to end up that way, like you're saying, so there must be a starting point now. You must have something, you have some warm food in you now. That's good, Musa. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's not yet a Mishnah. A Mishnah has to be more solid than that. It has to be telling us something exact, clear, and specific. It has to be telling us the Divrei Torah. So here we're trying to get the Divrei Torah out of this Mishnah, which is a little difficult because it's a subject that we're not so familiar with. Getting out of Gaiva is a subject that unfortunately we're not so familiar with. We'd rather not talk about it.
Next mission. We could do two in one night.
What are you going to do with the next mission? Take it slow. Take it slow. It's waiting for you. It's there. It'll get us, you know. We can't skip this one. This is very, very important.
I don't know
why. Do we succeed in clarifying the difficulty in the Mishnah? That's all I wanted to do so far. Is that clear? Not clear. You have a chat. You understand
the
Mishnah clearly.
I don't know why I feel that the person who doesn't
see what the, because this guy about guy that we're describing, he doesn't see what's wrong with him. It's fundamental, he has something wrong. If he can't relate to this, he should be able to relate to this. If he's not, then...
But we're talking about somebody that has, he has, you know, he has coverage for his check of Gaiva. Right?
Well, he's looking at his liver, he doesn't.
Oh.
Or liberative. Or the liver, you can't, like, can I, it's like,
well, so there is very much in the concept what he's saying. We'd be very happy if the Mishnah would have said, that I understand. Right? Tell me, oh, you think you're a big shot? Come on. Put it in perspective.
No,
yeah.
It did.
You're a little bit bigger ant than the guy next to you. You don't have to be compared to the Rabbi Shalom. Just one of his malochim or swafim, yeah, not even the ruchnistic ones. Just the sun or the moon, or, you know, or not even things out of this world. Just the mountain, you know, in physical terms. Yeah. When you get all the way down to the physical, or the simpler levels, that's when a person goes wrong. We tell them that if you're miskoya, dalacha sheyito ishkot moch. You only got in the world on the sixth day. The Yitush came before you. You think you're big? Watch it. Mosquito has what do they call it on you? Uh-huh.
President
on you, yeah.
Maybe it means the highest aspirations of men without a proper perspective of Torah will only end, are only things that can lead to worm food. They're just worthless physical kashmistic kind of.
But what if I'm not being misgoya because I'm rich and powerful, but because I'm misgoya because I'm Moshe Rabbeinu and I'm like Dr. Pratt Toya down, nobody else did that.
But that's not for the purpose of my existence.
No, it's not for the purpose, but I did it, right? You didn't do it.
So what?
So who are you and who am I?
Worm food.
No. No.
I mean,
that's the way you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, worm food?
No. Moshe Rabbeinu would say like that. Moshe Rabbeinu would never say like that.
So what are we saying? Every mode of Shavuot because you're worm food? You're Shavuot because it's a Kavap Kamaila to be on honor.
Those concepts are totally separated from Yin Shama. The aspiration of those concepts, the height, if you would examine that concept at its peak, what it is, it's a non-olam haba concept. It's nothing. It's only a physical concept. Any aspiration that comes through Gaiva, if a man reflects back on himself, is in the end, it's nothing. What is it? That's the height. If you can call it anything you want, but what's going to get you?
You should come for the second level. You've never seen Gaiva. You know what it's like.
Oh yeah.
See, you don't understand. I see you just don't understand what Gaiva is all about. So we'll talk to you about it another. But there are people in the world. I know some of them. They have a problem called Gaiva. Ooh, that's a bad one. And the mission is supposed to be telling me here. Telling me how to deal with this problem, getting it under control, because ma'olid might have ishval ruach. You know why? Ishatik v'yisena ishvimo. What is that? A put down? What is that? So that's one approach, and it's not bad. You know who you are. You're a zero. Chaim Vital. Right. Good. Chaim Vital brings in a place, found it here in the Rishonim, bring it in the name of earlier people. Not only from the Mayan Lanata Oilech, a person could see how zero he is, you can also check out where you came from. Where you start from also is not so. We didn't. What? So is this only the group?
So it's even less than
Yeah, so we're not inspired, so we didn't get it, right? That's the question. What was it? What is the Nishon? You're just putting me down, so, you're still good. Right? And my Milas, especially if we're talking about Ruchnis, the Gagaiva, the worst form. Right? I'm a tzaddik. I'm a big Balmidis. Talmud Chokh, ain't compared.
No, you're Rima. Rima, the goof is Rima, but my Torah, my Avodah, my Gemilas Chasadim, that's Olam Haba. That I'm Isgoy apart, I'm Isgoy in the Ish. I'm Isgoy in all the Chashivas, all the real Ruchnias, the thing that you go to Olam Haba, but the Tikvus Enosh, the Chinois Ish, Olam Haba. The goof is going, let it go. It was low things. The goof for rats. What can you do? Yeah, all the reason to the head. What can I do? And I have to die, and then you get eaten in worms, and that's the way it goes. You know, but I'm not misguided. You know. Oh yeah, that guy who's misguided because he's rich, because he's powerful in physical forms. You tell him, listen, buddy, you know where your money's going. Not to you. You worked hard for what? No, you think for your kids? Let's see what they're going to do. You know where you're heading? For the goof. You went to Olam Hazeh. You know where Olam Hazeh ends up? Dream. Okay, that here. But me? I'm the Ish Ruchni. I'm the Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim fellow. That's what I'm misguided about. I'm Mr. Choshev Ruchni. I'm going over to my boss straight. I got a ticket signed. That's it. They're going to open all the doors, and it's going to be a 14-piece band when I come. Everybody's going to just waiting for me there. When I walk in, the boy's going to say, "Wow, it's a good thing I created you." Wow, that was a good move. glad you decided to come up. You know, I've been waiting for, needed you. That's it, right? So you're going to tell this fellow on his way up to Olam Haba there with, and he has coverage. You know, we're not talking about somebody who's a dalgeya, didn't learn a word in his goyin, in his chokhmah. He's finished shas. He knows the gold. Right? What are you talking about? Me? The waiter has a choiv to me from here till Ganadin. You know, I'm just going up there to collect. You know? Going up there with all the stores. Okay, Rabbi Shalom. Used to be Yom Nasaisim, but now the Mocher came. Let's go. Where's the Makabel Schor? That's it. Yeah, for the stores, Rabbi Shalom, to shell out. You know, come on, payday. We're finished with Yom Nasaisim. Time to pay up, right? And he'll pay. No problem. Everything's right. So what's going wrong? So you tell this fellow, he says, yeah, you're right, I didn't say it, but you just get, you know, the goof at the Remo. So, what does that got to do? So what? I wasn't that much into goof when I was down there either. Like, you know,
this is the way they've been explaining all the Mishnahs in this Chalak, is the whole Kedusha to Olam Haza leading to Olam Haba.
The Holy Spirit
of the Nisham is through the goof.
People are getting there. There are things that if you say them enough time, they become ingrained to the point that they throw it back at you. What are you saying? Don't you know? That's it. You got it. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. But you're skipping steps. You're giving me the answer, and I'm still trying to say the question. But, okay. You got it. That's it. That's what Enosh means. That's what Enosh means. Now it needs some explanation. This quality of man, that from Olam Hazeh produces Olam Haba, is his height. That's its special, special quality. A neshama on its own is higher, is holier, specialer, just like a malach is, than a human being. But zero tachlis. No tachlis in neshamas on their own. Just like there's no tachlis in Malachim. There are only afshoros to come the day tachlis. The Malach only has a Shliach and a Neshama through because he can be born into being a human being. But Tachlis of the world, Nivra, that can relate to Boya in the master plan of Boya Nivra plan, that's only Enosh. And that is the height of heights of humanity. That's the pinnacle of this special quality of what human being is. And that's true in every subject that you deal with. The reason why the middle road, why the middle road is the right one, not the extremes, because that's the essence of the human existence. The whole human existence is that he combines and brings back to the Bnei Shalom and balanced everything from the high of heights of the Neshama down to the lower low of the Guf. It's all combined in one. So that's the right path. That's the safest of the Derech HaYoshua, is where that you're combining it all together. It's coming all together. The Enoshi path, the Torah path, the Derech HaYoshua, the central path, in almost all subjects, that in itself is the source of the reason, one of the sources, main understandings of why the proper way is balance. Because that's the essence of the human existence, balance between highness and lowness, balance between neshama and guf, ruchnius and gashmius, making ruchnius together with gashmius, and through that the neshama use the guf, so you make olam haba from olam hazeh. That's what it's all about. So that's why there's always has to be the combination deal, not too much, not too little. You can't run away from the guf, you can't run away from the neshama. You have to be using the neshama together right, in the right way. That's what it's all about. This mission is telling us the exception. In all other areas, 99.9% of human activity, the quality of Enosh is its special level, and that's why you need central. That's why you need balance. There's one aspect which, instead of it being a mila, it's death. It's the extreme danger. This special situation of Enosh, there's an extreme danger involved. And the way that you can see it is Rima. What's it about? Why is it? What's so special about Gaiva? What's so special about this human existence that its weak link is in the sugya of Gaiva? There's other problems. It has a lot of problems. The Yetzahara and this Taiva and this Kina. There's lots of problems that a person has. Right? But Gaiva, that brings out in that which is usually it's Maile here, it's a Chasoyim. What happened? So we started explaining it with the words of Odom, Enosh, Ish. And unquestionably, Odom is lower than Ish. Right? And it's lower than Enosh. But Odom, if we would remain Adam in Adoma, true, we wouldn't rat, but it wouldn't go anywhere either. Be a rock. Right? Adam, it wouldn't move. Eretz, Odom Omedes has within it both understandings. Doesn't rat, it'll never get destroyed, but it doesn't move. It's not going anywhere. It has no power. It's static. That's why it doesn't rot either. But it's static. So, just to give it as a marshal, we'll use modern words. Pure matter without energy. That's the concept of Adoma. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing that we know of, right? Because all matter and energy are interrelated. But the concept, on the conceptual level, you'll understand that if you'd have pure matter without any energy, so there's no movement, and there's nothing to get used up. It'll always be static, because it just exists. I'm not talking about if something throws in some energy from the outside or some other matter and then blows it up. The thing mitzad itself. Adam doesn't rat. Why? Because it's matter without energy. Matter without energy doesn't move, doesn't get used up. Energy without matter. Energy without matter is pure movement. It's constant, total. And that's why energy always has to be because energy was here now, it's not here, it's there. So if you want more energy here, you have to bring in, there's got to be a source where it's coming from. Energy, any energy level that you're going to use is powerful, but it gets used up. The more powerful it is, the more it gets used up. The more quicker it gets used up, the more you need more.
That's the state of a person existing now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's alive. I don't understand what this means. But if you say a person's an other, that's not something that before he was created. After he's created, he's also used
up. Well, since he was created from that part of his makeup, so he has that aspect of his personality also. There are things that the sugya of Adam relates to. Right? There are things that when you're dealing with that aspect of human existence, you're dealing with the Adam aspect. There are other sugyas that we deal with when we get to Adam. The sugya of Zrizus deals with Kiteva Afrius Hagashmius Gas, something like that. Since Adam and Adam, that's why it's hard for us to move. To a certain degree, you can't change it, right? But you have to overcome. You have to overcome to can't, because we have to know that we have an Adam in us. We have Adam in us, and Adam doesn't move. The man was made to move. He's got to do. He has to accomplish. Right? That's not the point. Ish. The Shama inside itself also can't accomplish anything, can't do anything. The quality of human existence, that special Nivra that can relate to the Bore in the special master plan of Bore Nivra, is only that combination of neshama and guf that allows for bechira, allows for everything that we always talked about in 50 different forms, right? It allows for all of that that is the tachlis of the world. It allows for bechira, it allows for avodah, it allows for accomplishment, it allows for a person to be koine olamoy, he can develop his own koichos, to bring himself out, and eventually allows for dveikus. Eventually, the tachlis allows for this nivra to be that nivra that can come in the special relationship of bo'i v'nivra that the world was created for. This is his specialness. This is what makes him different than all other creations. If you take the other me'adoma, even in a more glorified, extended form, that side of a man, then we're a glorified behemoth. If you take the neshama without the guf, then we're a special form of a malach. Neither of them are any tachlis. You're not going to get what the world was created from, not from malachim, not from behemoths. Only the olam has that maila, that special maila of being a boicher. He has the koyach harotzon. He can decide, he can do, he can determine. He, in fact, does have, especially after Torah, the reins of the world in his hands. Mahu afato, tzelcha yad minecha. The Rabbi Shalom runs the world according to us. It's a very special relationship, a special, powerful stage of human existence, of existence that a human being is. This special stage is normally his quality and the reason why in all other areas he has to go down central path. There's one exception. The one exception is his place where he can ride. This combination of bringing koichos ruchnis, neshama into guf, enabled bechira, enabled rotzayin, it also enables ra. Here's a problem. Adam Arishain, first chetz. What was the pitui, agodol, the lashon hara, the minus, the apikoresis, that the nachash had to bring in to succeed? Man was created ma'at melokim, so powerful and so special that he has some relationship, he has some dimyun to Elokus. Yisrael, Hashem Kel, Atan Nikorim Kel. The Malachim, when they saw Adam Arishin, they got confused. Maybe they have to say Kodesh Kodesh for Adam Arishin. There was a Sophic. The Malachim knew how to look. They saw it. Comes along the Nochash and says, you know why you're human, he's God? Because he ate from the tree. If you'll eat from the tree too, you'll make it. That little piece that's missing you, that's because you didn't eat. You eat from the Eitz HaChaim and you're going to have that you're missing, that little piece that you're missing, plus the distance between, a little thing, the difference between Borei and Nivra. There's a little difference. In Nivra, in its highest form, or its almost highest form, Adam Rishon Kohen Mechet, just you eat from the Eitz HaChaim and that's going to fill in the blank, which is true to a degree. And that's what it says, that if you would eat from it, v'chai lo'olam, it would make him nitzri. We're not going to go into explaining that, but in other words, there was even some truth to it. There's even some truth to it that Eitz Chaim, meaning the Torah, a person can be b'yrei olamos, like that was what the Nochash tried to tell him. That v'achal me'eitz v'bo olam. You can eat from the Eitz and you'll also be b'yrei olamos. There was even some truth to it. The danger is, that's the danger point of man. This is where the worms come in, where the worms can crawl crawling in. The fact that there could even be some truth, there is a dimyon between Borei and Nivra. There is an area of comparison where you can get confused. No malach, because of the clearness and the closeness of the Bnei Shalom, can ever get confused about who's boss. Never. It can't happen. Because he's so high and so clear. And no animal ever thought that he's running the world. Ever. Because he's so low. Not malachim and not animals can rot. They can't think they're God. The only one who can think they're God is man. The only one that in his internal world even, not even if he didn't think he created the whole world, I created me. I didn't even create me. He created me. But I created my Milus. I am smart. I am learned. I am rich. Doesn't make a difference. I am my creator. What are we going to do with this guy? Ignore him?
Get another one.
I'm going to throw out an idea which we'll have to continue next week. Everybody knows gaiva is ugly when you see it on the other person, right? It stinks, it's disgusting. When you see a bald gaiva, everybody hates a bald gaiva. How you yourself, bald gaiva. It's a problem, there's a lot of problems. But. But on the other guy, everybody hates about gaiva. This brings us to a mistaken understanding that gaiva itself is negative. It's an ugly meter. It's bad. It's a description of evil, gaiva. That's our understanding. But there's a big problem with that. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. It says one of the reasons why a person is not allowed to be mizgoyah at all is because you're mayid b'malchus. Adam Haloivish Big Day Amelech and Roshe Chayavloi. A person who puts on royal clothes, that's treason. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh, Gaiva is the Bani Shalom's clothes. the bunch was, what was that? Gaiva? The bunch of Gaiva? Just not to end on a bad note, we'll finish just the beginning of the answer to this concept. Gaiva is in proper place whenever the person is the Nakuda of Source. The Rabbanu Shalom is the Nakuda of Source for everything. And that's why Gaiva is his clothes. Clothes is the description meaning of how the Rabbanu Shalom expresses itself. I can't go into that. But the idea of Gaiva being the Rabbanu Shalom clothes, that everything that exists has its mekor in the Hanhagas Hashem. That's called Hashem Molech Geus Tobes. Hashem Molech, he's a melech, he's Hanhaga, he's Manig the Olam. Whatever exists in the world is a direct extension of his Malchus, and therefore Geus Lovesh. Therefore, he is the source, he is in control, he is where it comes from. That's Gaiva. There is one place, which I'm not going to go into this into detail now, just the concept, just so we can see that we have such an idea also. There's a place where Gaiva is kosher by us too. There is a place where Gaiva is kosher by us too. It's even a mile. Vayigbar libo b'dachei Hashem. Vayigbar libo b'dachei Hashem. When a person is in the proper p'chira mode, and when he's in that human mode of where the bunch of put him in control, and he's using p'chira properly, then he is running the world, and to that degree he is the source, and therefore he should be b'skoya. When a person is going that way, it's a different form of gaiva. I don't want a person to get confused. But there is that concept. We yigbo libo v'dari Hashem. We'll have to get back to that. First, we're not looking for the shminis shiv and shminis that's kosher. We have to first get the 98% that's treif clear. We have a much bigger problem with that. We have to get the treif in this clear over here. When a person is the source, then gaiva is a milo. When a person is not the source and he thinks it's the source, then he's a Moed B'Malchus. Man, because he's an Enosh, he has a Guf and a Neshama together, he has the capability of Pchira. He has the capability of being comparable to God. He makes decisions, he's important, he's Koiveya. He makes the world go around, just like the Baruch Shalom does. He therefore also has the capability of thinking that he's God. He can think that he is the source. Me and God, yeah, it's two. You know, he's big one, and I'm in the macro, and I'm in the micro. Right? He created the whole world, and I create my world. He created the whole world, including me, and I created my miles in me. You can go levels and levels, but the bottom line, all gaiva comes because I am me. If I am not me, but I am a shliach Hashem, I am an eved Hashem, there's no room for gaiva. It will just finish for tonight. We'll continue. Somewhere, someplace, right? I'll give just maybe this word just to hear it. Melech is a concept of gaiva. It's a concept of kovod. One of the original sins that are before Adam, meaning that they're intrinsic in the process of the creation of the world, is the discussion of the Shemayim, is the Shemesh and Yereach. The Baishim created two Ma'uris HaGedolim. Comes on the moon and has a problem. He says, "Ain shnei melachim shtamshim b'kesech." And the Rabbi Shalom seems to accept this taina. It's just that he had to pay the price. Right? You're right. Go become small. So what was before that? If if it's true that Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtarshim B'Kesef Echad, then why did the Baruch Hu create such a thing? The answer is that Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtarshim B'Kesef Echad. Aber Shtei Avdei HaMelech that Aloi V'Shakesef V'Shlichus HaMelech L'Asu Yisoy V'Dosoy, there's no problem whatsoever. It's even better. If the Baruch Hu thought that only sons are good, then he would make either one son or two sons. What do you have one son and one moon for? Because the world is better with one son and one moon, even if that, even if they both make the same amount of light. But they're equal. They're mishtamshim b'kesef echad. Noch od yoter tov. It's not. What's that? No. The way the Baruch Hu made it is perfect. Right? But there is an element of mistake that the world, right, could see that that power given over to it. Okay, and that there was powers given over to, not in the form of Bechira, but in the form of Hamlocha. Right? The Baruch Hu gave over, okay, the Mamlechas Hayoyim L'Shemesh, the Mamlechas Halayla L'Yareach. So he was a Melech. So he can think that he is the Melech. Ein Shtei Melochim. You're an Eved. There's no problem. Once you forget that, you get confused, and you think you're a Melech, well, then there's no choice. You have to become small. Then you're right. Then it can't work anymore. Man's capability of being the Tachlis HaOdom, Tachlis HaOlam, being that Odom that can be Korav El Hashem, that can come L'Dveikus El Hashem, that has Bechira, that's the Tachlis HaOlam, that is Koveya the world, that can do it, all that makes man special, has one special problem. The whole system can rot. Malachim don't rot, and animals don't rot. I mean, physically they do, but that's not the point, right? We'll have to talk about rotting a little bit more next week. But Adam doesn't rat, and Ish doesn't rat. Only Enosh rats. And the Nakuda of the rotting, this we have to understand why worms is the description of this, the Nakuda of the rotting is that man makes the mistake of thinking, he has the capability of thinking that he is his own source. He is a source of everything. He is a source of himself, the source of his own life. He replaces, to some degree, what's the emes, like the Apostle says? It would be even true if you recognize that you did do with your koyach, fine. B'tnai, that you realize that you're not the source of your koyach. Then it's true. You did, and you made, and everything, and that's tachlis, and that's it. But if you think koich v'yotzim yodi nikuda, that's where it stops. I'm the beginning of the situation. That's rima. And there's only one way out of that. There's only one way. This is an extreme problem. It comes from the extreme special quality of man, which is always a quality. But there's an extreme problem here. This is the source of all ra. And this, you remind me next week. And the place that we have to start with, we'll call it Rima. Rima is the greatest expression of the decrepitancy of human existence. Right? In its most worst form, when you want to say somebody is totally, totally, totally bad, you say he's rotten inside and out. Right? He's totally rotten out. That's the concept of worms. Right? Worm food, that's the concept that a person has within him this possibility of losing everything. He has. This is the ultimate source of ra in the world. This is something that we need next week, and Hashem will continue on this to explain clearer why this aspect, this mistake, this aspect, the question of gaiva, is such an extreme ra that it deserves such an extreme methodology. What is the methodology? And then maybe we'll go on to the second chapter. Okay.
so you remind me, yeah?